This is HPR episode 2753 entitled, Specific Settings in Storytelling, and is part of the series, Random Elements of Storytelling. It is hosted by Lost and Drunks, and is about 17 minutes long, and carries a clean flag. The summary is, Lost and Drunks looks at why you might choose specific settings for your tales.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by Archive.org. Support universal access to all knowledge by heading over to archive.org/donate.
Hello, this is Lost in Bronx, and you'll have to forgive the sound quality. I'm in the car right now. Today, I would like to talk about the importance of setting in storytelling. Now, I know I've covered this topic in the past, at least tangentially in different other episodes that I've done. But today, I would like to focus on the importance of a specific setting. What do I mean by that? Like, say you're telling a story, you're creating a story that is a historical story, right? Now, historical stories, especially if they revolve around a particular moment in history, something well-known, war, a revolution, some large event that's well-documented. So if you're doing a story set in the American Revolution, now, that's a particular time period, obviously. It stretches from one set time to another, and of course you can choose which time period that includes, because you can include the antecedents all the way up to the time the war was over and beyond, and the ramifications thereof. In other words, the scope of the story is up to you. However, if you're going to tell a story about the revolution, it more or less has to happen somewhere where the fighting took place. Not necessarily. Again, you could be talking about what was going on in Europe during all this, what was going on in the Far East during this time period, what was going on in North America but not in the colonies. And all of those things most likely talk to some degree about the revolution based on the things that were happening there, but not a lot. Obviously, that isn't really going to be the focus of people's lives in those areas. So that's likely not going to be the focus of your story. So in many ways, especially when you're talking about historical events, the setting is dictated by the story itself. What you're telling, where you're telling it, you're going to have a setting that you have to more or less adopt, research, and present to your audience. Now, specific settings for specific sorts of stories, that's very simple when it's historical. As I say, it's dictated, and you don't really get a choice. You could tell, I suppose, you could tell a story about a spy for the British government, the Crown, during the American Revolution, but that spy is stranded on a desert island. So what's the point of him being a spy? There's no point to that at all. If the story takes place on this island and has absolutely nothing to do with the American Revolution, why is he a spy? It doesn't make sense. So, in a situation like that, the story you're telling has got nothing to do with that sort of setting. So, there's no point in trying to dovetail that sort of stuff together. Now, perhaps the reason you're setting it there is because this was an era when people could get stranded and be lost for years on end on a desert island. And there was an awful lot of ocean travel at that time, and you want your character to be English. That's a valid reason for setting it in that time period. It is not a valid reason for your character to be a spy, because if he's going to be a spy, he needs to be part of that setting. That kind of character is linked to that kind of setting and that kind of story. A spy story, an espionage story, a war story. That's where he's linked. So in that case, character, in a way, is defining your setting. However, of course, it all depends on how you structure your story, where you started. Did you start with the idea of, I want to tell a story in the American Revolution? What sort of great character would fit well in that environment that hasn't been done over and over and over? In point of fact, spies have been done over and over and over for the American Revolution, but that's true of any war story that's been told. There's always that sort of espionage angle that many people enjoy. But the point here is, depending on how you approach your tale and the construction of the story from the start, your character may dictate your setting. I want a spy from the American Revolution. If that's the character you want to tell a story around, then you've got to put him in the American Revolution, or perhaps a little bit before or sometime afterward, but the revolution will dictate the events of that story. What happened there has an impact on the character and should have an impact on the tale as a whole. Whether or not the actual events of the story you're telling take place in that setting casts a long shadow over your tale. So if that's the kind of character you want, you cannot get away from that setting. Even if that setting isn't exactly where the action of the story is going, it is impossible for your character to escape that setting. And it should be. That is a major event, and the character has a very specific sort of job, or at least did during that time period. That character is going to have incredible things that happen to them, and that is going to have an impact on what type of person they are. So if you approach it that way, your setting is dictated. If you approach it from another way, you have a little more freedom. Say you want to tell a spy story. You start it that vaguely. And yes, you want it to be historical. You have all of human history, written history, recorded history, to choose from. Some things are much better documented than others. That may be a hindrance for you, or it may be a strength. It may be a reason why you might want to choose being a spy in that time period. So if you go from that angle, you're not locked down to the American Revolution. You can say, I want him to be in the Crimean War. I want him to be in the Hundred Years' War. One of the world wars from the 20th century. Could be a modern tale with spies in Afghanistan or the Middle East. There could be a lot of options if you approach it from what type of story you want to tell. But once you start narrowing it down, your setting becomes hard and fast. You can't get away from a specific setting when you're talking about historical events. That's just the way it is. So what if we take a more fanciful approach? What if we're taking a genre story such as fantasy or science fiction set in the future? Fantasy on another world. Well, now you're not constrained by setting. You can say, I want to tell a story about a civil war that occurred in this fantasy world at one point, and I'm going to talk about a spy who was working for some wizard's guild. Well, you can make all of that up right on the spot, or over time, more likely. And in this case, you can decide what sort of story you're telling in advance, what sort of character you want in advance, and you can create the setting around that character. But that is not what I would call specific setting. That's tailored setting. You have created the setting to fit the story you want to tell. Not the same thing. And that goes for science fiction in the future. If it's near future, not so much. You probably are dealing with places that everybody's already familiar with. But the further from our time period you go, the more freedom you have and the more you can tailor your setting to your story. But what if you're not telling a story like that? Maybe you're telling a romance, you're telling a love story. And maybe it's one set in modern times. It's a romance, a straight-up romance, or a comedy romance, lighthearted. And you want to set it in a specific place. Well, one thing to keep in mind, especially for real places that people are familiar with, certain places have very specific effects upon your tale. I'm not just talking about, we're going to have a romance, but we're going to set it in a volcano. Well, obviously, that's going to have a very specific effect on your tale. But you want an urban love story, a love story set in a big city. Well, there are many, many big cities in the world that you can choose from, and people are falling in love in all of them right this very moment. The fact is, a love story set in New York City, as opposed to one set in Paris, as opposed to one set in Moscow, as opposed to one set in Tokyo, are all going to have a very different character to them. The influence of that setting, and that isn't just the city, but also the country it's in and the culture of that place, should have a huge impact on your tale. When the story is done, the reader, the audience, the listener, whatever format your story's in, when it's done, that person should say, "What a great tale. It makes me want to go there." It should be a setting that comes alive. Now, you've heard probably many times the phrase that the setting was a character all on its own. Well, not just any place can be that way, or I should say, probably any place can, but it's much, much easier for certain places in the world to exert themselves upon the character of a story than it is in others. And mostly that has to do with familiarity. How familiar is your audience with that place? If that place can be captured so that it comes alive, so that your audience, your readership, experiences that story and says, "I really felt like I was there," suddenly that's a specific setting. Now, whether you love them, whether you hate them, Woody Allen has done quite a few films set in New York City. And one continual observation of his tales is that they are New York tales. They really can't be told anywhere else. Any story that was like it, set somewhere else, would be a very different story. Manhattan comes to mind, his film from the 70s. Very, very, very much a New York story. Very much a Manhattan story. A story that, set in any other borough of New York City, wouldn't quite have been the same. So, the setting in a tale like that, in a movie like that, is absolutely vital. It's very, very specific. And if you want to tell that exact story, it can't be set anywhere else. There are other cities. Very, very easily, the city becomes a character in that tale. New York is one. Paris is one. London is one. There are other cities that are like that. Cities very, very often are given that power over our emotions, that the city becomes a thing. This city exerted its character in the tale. And if they're accurately portrayed, you will feel like that city was endemic to the story. You could not tell the story anywhere else. The better you can capture that, the better it is. However, you could capture it perfectly, but if most people aren't familiar with what's going on, it may still feel generic. And that's why stories that are set in rural environments very often do not have that same feeling. And it's not because the author didn't capture the character of that specific place, but because people lack familiarity with the place. To many people, a farm is a farm is a farm. Now, it wasn't always that way, but it is today. And a farm in Kansas versus a farm in Iowa, in reality, have very different aspects to them. They're not the same things at all. A farmer from either of those places will tell you that. And they can explain, probably in quite exquisite detail, why those places are very, very different from each other. Those differences are largely going to be lost on people that are unfamiliar with those places. Those are relatively sparsely populated areas. Many people are unfamiliar, certainly, with rural living in those areas. And as a result, you can try to capture the flavor of Iowa, an Iowa farm, but as far as most readers are concerned, it's just a farm in a rural place. If your setting is unfamiliar to most of your readers, you have to work doubly hard to try to capture the character of that place. And very often, you have to take something a bit out of context for that place. Perhaps the weather on occasion can be really bad in Iowa. I know that. I know that's true. On occasion, it can be really bad. Well, perhaps in this particular story, you need to take a piece of that really bad weather, be it a tornado or a horrible snowstorm or something like that, and make that part of your tale in order to try to capture a sense of this place. Now, why do I say it's a bit out of context? Because you're specifically putting that event in there. Perhaps it's also part of the plot, but you're putting it in there in order to try to give a sense of place, because sometimes Iowa is like this. Of course, there are many places in the world where it's sometimes like that. But in Iowa, it's sometimes like this. This is a part of this specific lifestyle in this location, this setting in your tale, and you're going to try to capture it. Maybe in your particular area, perhaps there are a lot of drugs. Yes, there's a lot of drugs in Iowa. There's a lot of drugs everywhere in the United States. So perhaps there are drug addicts there in this particular area, this rural area. That never used to be a problem, but it is now, and you can take advantage of that for your tale. You can capture that setting. So you give it bad weather and a lot of drug addicts. Suddenly, this isn't quite like any other rural setting your reader may have ever read about, ever seen on a movie. Suddenly, this becomes much more specific. And the more you tailor that setting, and again, you may have to pull out some of the most outrageous elements of that setting in order to get a better sense of it. But the more tailored it becomes, by the time the story is done, your reader, your viewer, whatever, will think back on the story and say, wow, what a weird place that is. And they remember it. It's suddenly, from now on, that's a specific place in their mind. You can go back and set another story in that exact same place. Take advantage of some of those bizarre things that you've talked about, those out of context things, and you now have a very specific setting that people can hang their hat on. They're now familiar with what makes this place unique. Now, millions of people live in New York, millions of people live in Paris, and many, many, many millions have come to visit those places. Many people are familiar with what makes those places unique. It's not hard, and very often people will set stories in big cities for exactly that reason, because everybody knows this place. The place has a very specific character to it, and you can drag that into your story. Your setting becomes vital to the tale because that setting has such a huge impact on everything that goes on. It's very specific, and you've chosen it deliberately. Even if it's not a historical tale, if you can capture what makes that place unique, if you can bring it across to your reader, it becomes a specific setting that they can hold on to. They can refer back to it. They can remember it as a distinctive place all on its own. Anyway, this was just a very fast, rambly look at specific settings in stories. If you have any comments on this episode or any episode, please leave them on Hacker Public Radio. Or better yet, please, please make your own episode of Hacker Public Radio, because you have interests and you have opinions and we want to hear about them. This has been Lost in Bronx. Thank you for listening. Take care.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.